Richard Ray with Leicestershire captain Mark Cosgrove. And Mark, in the end, a really good fight put up today. Just left ourselves a little bit too much to do, really.
Look, yesterday afternoon wasn't a great session just before lunch. It put us well behind the game. So, look, we showed a heap of fight tonight today. So, hopefully we can take that and a bit of momentum into the last game back at home.
Individually, a lot of positives to take from the game, though, as well. Go through them, starting with yourself passing 1,000 first-class runs yet again for the season. Pleasing personal achievement.
Yeah, it's always nice. You'd rather take 200 or 300 runs off that and win a few more games. So, it's nice. But at the end of the day, I'd rather get 500 runs and win 3 games or 4 games of cricket. So, it's a little bit disappointing.
Callum Parkinson will remember the match for a long time, though. 8 wickets in the first innings, 2 today, made it 10 for the match for the first time in his first class career.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was the best spinner in this game by a long shot, to be fair. He just did the basics, he just threw it up there and turned it. It was brilliant. So he's got a massive future in front of him, and hopefully we can get the pitch to turn down the Grace Road. So, he bowled fantastically, and he's a great kid. He has a crack at everything he does, which is fantastic.
And that's something to say, given that also in the match was the Indian Test star Ravi Ashwin playing in the game.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's attention was Ashwin, to be fair, but Parky sort of outshone him quite easily.
And then we turn to Neil Dexter. Nice to see him back playing freely again.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a tough year for Dex, but getting back full-time playing again is fantastic. It just makes our team a little bit better. Him coming in at 6 gives him the freedom to play a bit more freer role. So, he's awesome. He's always welcome to my team. He's fantastic. He's batting and bowling some top class.
And further down the order, 2 excellent knocks from Zach Chappell.
Yeah, definitely. And don't forget Lewis Hill and Adu Ali, first innings and second innings, batted really well. So, yeah, and obviously Zach batted quite well both innings as well. So, look, there's a few positives coming out of the game. Obviously, we didn't win, so we really got to take the little positives and hopefully next week we can play the cricket the way we want to play it.
Yeah, a week off now and then Northants finally in the final week of the season. How important is that game just to get one under our belts?
Definitely. You always want to win games, especially last game of the year in front of a home crowd. It would be a great way to finish the season. Obviously, it's been a tough year this year, but we can always finish on a high and play the perfect game. We talk about playing the perfect game every game, but we can really deliver it in the last game and hopefully things go our way and we have a win.